really disappointed at today's decision, and it's really regrettable, to be honest, because this road is ready to go and it's long overdue, and it would make a tremendous difference to those that are commuting between the two cities, two major cities within Northern Ireland, and of course for people in Donegal as well that want access to airports, etc. It is a major setback.
Indeed, and even taking it just from a Northwest perspective, the more you can increase infrastructure and access to the region, the better it is. Of course, we're also waiting on the A5, but this is another blow.
This is certainly another blow, and again, it seems to be a due process. It's been questioned here, and the challenge has gone through, and so we are asking now that that challenge can be speeded up and get into the court system as quickly as possible so that we can have the situation resolved. We are now in a state of limbo in relation to this road, and of course that has a knock-on effect for our economy. You know, every vibrant economy needs good connectivity in road and rail and airport infrastructure, and the Northwest is so desperately badly served in all of those angles, and today is again, as I say, a major blow, which is regrettable for all our members and indeed the wider community.
And you know, we're trying to pitch the Northwest. If you take it in the context of Brexit and in the context too perhaps of a recovering economy, if we're trying to target the Northwest as a destination for businesses, they may look at this and go, there's no end in sight to the problems in terms of access.
Well, yes, certainly is. And with the Brexit looming over us in the future, it's now that we actually have to increase our proposition, our economic proposition, and actually have to speed up some of these major projects like the A5, like the A6, and increase our education and skills output. And when we're set back with these judicial reviews, it just seems to be you can't get any steps forward, and it is totally regrettable and frustrating for all concerned that have been working hard and looking forward to this project getting off the ground this side of Christmas. And now we just, as I say, we just don't know what the future holds for the project in its entirety.